Hello and welcome to our January Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm Cindy O'Neill Davey, the founder and chief connector at Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as our quarterly educational series for Networking Mastery Skill Shop. Our Exceptional Speaker Bonus Calls highlight our monthly spotlight speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. I am super excited to be able to highlight business matchmaker Brittany Nelson today. So Brittany was a 20-minute spotlight speaker at our recent January 8th, 2019 ECN luncheon, and we're excited to have her share her informative talk, Finding Your Perfect Power Partners Online and Offline. So to set the expectation for this call today, Brittany has generously agreed to share with us for the next 20 to 35 minutes or so. We'll then open up the call for Q&A, so be sure to write down your questions and save them until after her talk. And also stay on the line until the end of the call. So we'll plan to end around 1, and we'll be sharing with our listeners ways to connect with Brittany, as well as exciting opportunities being offered to our ECN community. Brittany's exceptionally well-rounded background has been the catalyst for a good degree of her success. She was named a premier power player under 40 by Evolution Magazine for her pattern of continually exceeding people's expectations. Founding her own business matchmaking company gave her a playing field for honing her business strategy proficiency and contributed to making her a true visionary. She's always looking forward to helping business owners connect and strengthen their entrepreneurial community. So joining us from Vancouver, Washington today, it's my pleasure to turn this call over to the always fun, always inspiring, and brilliant Brittany Nelson.
Thank you.
Brittany. You're welcome.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm so excited to be here with you. I know I met some of you at the luncheon, and I know we have some new call-ins. And there'll be other business owners that come in and listen to this recording. So we're happy to have you and so excited to share with you. So I have had the pleasure of networking in our communities for over 10 years. And what I learned when I was out networking is that when we can go out and meet lots of people at events, and we can go out and attend different events and go to workshops, but when we really find a core group that we want to work with, and we find like the perfect power partners where they have the same maybe mutual clients or mutual target audience that we do, we can really maximize our referrals, and we can also really grow our business a lot faster and save some time from attending every networking event. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And what I did to make it easier was I broke down the word power in power partners to give you an acronym and give you some ideas on ways that I have utilized my power partner relationships to grow referrals. So we're going to jump right in and get started. So for the letter P, the word is plan. I love this part of the acronym because it's really important that you are planning when you're going to events. When you are planning and you're on the phone or through email communication with your power partner, you're planning to attend events together. You're looking at your calendar. So if there is a networking event for ECN coming up, you know, if you both attend together, then you guys are also sharing referrals and making strategic introduction as power partner couples right there. The other thing you can also plan is if your power partner has a big event coming up or a big workshop, or maybe they're speaking at an event, you can plan with your power partner through calls or check-ins, emails. There's lots of different ways to communicate. You can plan to be at that event, or you can plan to at least share that with your power partners so hopefully they can attend those events together. So every planning session looks a little different, but it's really just getting together with that power partner pretty consistently, which we're going to talk about later on in the acronym, and really talking about planning your time together, events together, supporting each other at events, and really what that looks like for your month going forward. Number 2 is organized tracking. And this one, again, is of course, they're probably all my favorite, but another one of my favorites, because I feel like as you get bigger in business, let's say you have 5 or 10 power partners, you need a really strategic way to keep track of their events, like we talked about, to keep track of referrals that you've sent them, referrals that have come in from them. And from those referrals, how many times have you called that referral or emailed that referral? Or what steps or progress are you at on those referrals? So when your power partners call you to check in on those referrals and where you're at, you have a really organized way to make that happen and to be able to pull that up right away and just tell them, this is where I'm at on that referral. Or if you haven't gotten a hold of that referral and you've tracked your progress and your follow-up, then of course you can always reach back out to your power partner that sent you that referral and graciously ask them to either reach out to that person or if there's another contact method that they prefer. It just really keeps everybody on the same track. The W stands for weekly call or weekly check-in. Now this could be bi-weekly, it could be monthly, and everyone's going to look a little different. But again, this is where we're checking in with our power partners. We're talking about events. We're always talking about referrals. There's all different ways that we can do that. But sometimes our months and our weeks can get away from us, and we don't want to wait too long to be talking to our power partners because we want to stay top of mind for them, and we want them to stay top of mind for us. And we want to know if there's any changes or anything new, if there's any updates. So it really gives you some structure when you're doing that check-in call. And E is for educate. And this one is important when you have power partners because you always want to be educated and informed on their new programs that are running out, what their current programs are, even a little bit about their pricing. So if you run across somebody at a networking event, or if you're sitting down with a client and you think, oh, this would be a really good client that I could send to my power partner, Brittany or Cindy, then you kind of want to know what the price range is of your power partner's packages, because if their package prices are way outside of the budget of this client, you're probably not going to send them to your power partner. So you can kind of do some pre-screening. This is also amazing if they're getting ready to roll out a new program or a process and they want to involve you, or they want to co-mingle and co-market with you or some of their power partners. This is where you could do a lot of education, and they could do a lot of education for you on what that looks like, what your part would be. So it's just a really great time to have that check-in. And then the R is for referrals. So as you can see, all of these kind of intertwine together and work together. But the referral part is, again, we've tracked it on our organized tracking sheet or Excel or paper, our files, however you want to set that up. But what we really want to do is we want to make sure that we are being proactive back to our power partners to let them know, hey, Cindy, thanks for that referral. I called them 3 times. In 1 month, they're going to move forward with business. Thank you so much. It was the perfect referral. So we want to kind of validate the referral. We want to give, you know, give them an update, because I don't know about you, but when I've sent referrals, I often wonder, I wonder if they connected. I wonder if it was a good referral. I wonder if they were able to work together. So this way we're kind of taking that off their plate and doing that for them. So that is what our acronym is, PLAN. Organized tracking, weekly call and check-ins, educate, and referrals. And when I do this talk at a lunch and an event like we did last week, there's a lot of interaction and a lot more details. But I want to kind of go through why I discovered and how I discovered power partners were really going to be a super successful way for me to win in business and for my power partners to win in business and to build these amazing win-win relationships. Like I said, we've been to networking events before, most of us, or a chamber event. Sometimes we've even been to a workshop or an educational event where we're meeting other business owners, other moms, other women that are really going after the same target market and mutual clients. And what happens sometimes is we go back to those events, everybody in that event is meeting, you know, sometimes 5, 10, even 20 people. Then they're going home and they're doing follow-up. And then they go to the next event, let's say 2 days later. So let's use the example of a realtor. So let's say they meet you and you're a realtor, And 2 days later, they go to another event and they meet another realtor. And next week, they go to a class and they meet a realtor. And 4 days later, they're on a webinar and they meet another realtor. So there are a lot of people that are going to be in the same industries as you. And for you to sit down and have that conversation with them and ask them to be a power partner and kind of explain what your process would look like or why you think they would be a great power partner helps you stand out compared to all the other realtors in this example, because there's not going to be, you know, eight of the other realtors having this conversation. And it's really going to keep you top of mind. So even if they're at other events and somebody is looking for a realtor and there's a realtor in that room, they're still most likely going to think of you and they're going to pass that referral over to you. And again, if you're at that event with them, that's the most amazing part. And that's the most fun part I had. And that's how I became known as the business matchmaker, because I was a business owner in the room and I was like, oh, you need to meet a graphic designer. And I would pull them over to Leslie right there on the room at the room. I wouldn't even wait for an email introduction or a phone introduction. And I would say, let me introduce you to Leslie. She's right here. And I would make that introduction in person. And then they can start chatting and I would move on. So it definitely helps you stand out at networking events. It helps you stay top of mind and be remembered when your power partners or other business partners that you're working with are going to a lot of events and meeting other people in your industry. It also shows that you're dedicated to this relationship because you're willing to sit down with them, have coffee, ask them to be a power partner with you first, and then keep continuing to show that you're dedicated to that process and that relationship by always checking in, by always having these calls with them, maybe dropping them an email. Sometimes I love to drop them an email and just say, thinking of you, I read this article about your industry, or I read this book and I thought of you, or I saw this, you know, call for podcast guest, and I really wanted to send it over to you. So I'm always thinking of ways to send things to them and to keep them top of mind and to make sure that they always know who I am, why I'm here, how I can help them. I really, as you can probably tell, really make it about them, knowing by law of attraction and just the rules of the universe, in my opinion, they're going to come back to you. And maybe you send 10 referrals to one power partner, but a completely different power partner sends you 3, and then another one sends you 7. So sometimes the thing that business owners get hung up on is, well, I sent them 5 referrals, and I should get 5 referrals back. And I just believe it's all about what you're putting out in the universe and the law of attraction. And, you know, that will come back to you sometimes from that person, sometimes from other people that are in your circle. So I just know that if I keep taking care of the other power partners, finding ways for them to win, for me, ways for me to pour into them, I know that that's going to come back to me in my business and in other referrals. But on that topic, if I have a power partner that maybe I've sent 10 or 20 referrals to and I haven't gotten one, that is the other reason why I like the check-in calls, because it's really for us to kind of put a pulse, you know, check the pulse of that relationship and to ask them some questions. So I might say, hey, it looks like I've sent you 10 or 20 referrals, and, you know, it looks like you said you've gotten 3 or 4 clients. That's so exciting. I just want to make sure that you understand some of my new packages or something new that I'm rolling out. And also, do you have any questions about what I offer or how I take care of clients? Maybe you just haven't run into any referrals lately. I know we all get really busy and sometimes we just get distracted. So I just want to make sure if there's anything I can do to help you make that referral easier or to trigger those conversations, that we basically are having this conversation at our check-in calls. And what I appreciate about that is that business owners get busy and moms and women and we wear all these hats and they love that, you know, I'm bringing it to their attention. And it's very respectful and it's done very tactfully. But sometimes they really do just forget that you're out there and, you know, they're a power partner of yours. And yes, of course, I should you know, or maybe they don't know the right thing to say, or maybe they brought you up to somebody and that person wasn't willing to, you know, have their power partner call them. So it just brings up this whole dialogue around what's going on and how we can maybe get some more referrals from someone that we've sent a lot of referrals. It'll never be even. It'll never be one from one, nor should I, do I ever expect that. And I don't think the other business owners really expect that either. But sometimes we're like, okay, what's going on? I think I should have a referral from that person around this time. So that's a really good way to look at that. And again, like I said, one of my favorite parts is that I'm pouring into them. I'm thinking of them. I maybe send them a book title, an article, a card. If it's their birthday, you know, a little goodie. Even if it's, you know, you create a beautiful birthday meme that's very specific to them and you post it on their social media. You know, just different ways. If they're posting something on social media about an event or a workshop coming up or a new program, you know, that I'm liking and commenting, interacting, and really sharing all of that information, because I feel like that really just keeps validating that you're there for them and you're willing to help them. And by law of attraction and just the way that I've seen the universe work, a lot of times if you do that, they're going to do the same thing for you. They're going to share your events. They're going to like and comment on your social media. So it's just a beautiful way to create a win-win relationship, which is what I'm always looking for in business. And what I know has really elevated me in networking, has really made me stand out in the community. In fact, the joke is that a lot of people in town sometimes don't even know my first name. They've always known me as the business matchmaker. That's how they've met me. That's how they know me. So I'll walk into a room and they'll say, oh, the business matchmaker is here, before they ever say, oh, look, Brittany's here. So it's really, really branded me and built me up in the community as an influencer and as someone that's making an impact and someone that's really making a difference in business owners. And that's my most favorite part. And then you can translate and you can take all of this to social media. So everything you would do at a live networking event, the way you would interact, the way you would follow up with that person, the way you would, you know, have a coffee maybe and ask them to be your power partner, you can do all that on social media. You can reach out to them and say, I saw your website. I've been watching your Facebook Lives. I love your social media page. I'd love to set up a webinar or phone call to talk to you about being a power partner of mine. And you can translate everything that I've taught you online to social media. So the last thing I want to share before we open it up to Q&A are some examples of really powerful, or what I call power partner circles that I can think of. Just so if you're sitting there still wondering, what is a power partner? What is a good power partner for me? When we open up for Q&A, I would love to help you with that part if you're stuck on that. But we're going to still use the example of a realtor. So when I think of a realtor, and I think of a realtor going around and showing houses and taking care of their client, again, we're going to look for power partner relationships where they're going to have the mutually the same client, so other people that are helping people in our community going through the home buying process, and or they offer complimentary services and products that would add to the experience. So for a realtor, of course, a mortgage lender would be a beautiful power partner relationship. Some of them have multiple power partners in the lending. Also, a house cleaner is a great one because once they move in, they can recommend a house cleaner to their clients. A landscaper is always a really good one as they're either selling or buying. You can think of, you know, you can think of so many things in their house, electrician, a plumber, an interior decorator that can help them decorate their house when they move in, a moving company. So as they buy their new home or sell their homes, you can help them with that part of it. A banker, so maybe they're new to town and they're going to be moving into this new house and they don't even know where to start. But most people want to start at a good bank and kind of go from there, especially if they're changing jobs or changing their business. So there's lots, and there's so many more. There's pest control companies, there's inspection companies. I mean, realtors can have, you know, power partners for pages. But it's also, like I said, in that scenario, it's such a great way for the realtor to really maximize the buying experience, and also to enhance that by being a really great resource to that customer or potential customer in all these other areas of buying a home. So hopefully that gives you a really good picture of power partners, how they work, some examples of power partners, how it helps you stand out either on social media or at networking events, and how to really maximize your time and effort and energy out there as you're building, you know, more clients and customers and referrals, which I know as business owners, we're always looking for. We are never too busy for referrals. So with that, I would love to turn it over to Cindy, and we can open it up for Q&A, I believe.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Brittany. Gosh, lots of great ideas and tidbits, and I love your illustration of the realtor at the end and all the different power partners that they can be able to align with to serve their clients better and make them indispensable, right?
Exactly.
You know, that's what you want to do. You want to really, like you said, stand out. Yeah, really appreciated that. And Brittany, I know that Brittany's somebody that walks her talk. And so not only is she known as a business matchmaker when she walks in a room, but, you know, in terms of how she strategically follows up and you know, the tracking systems that she uses, I've seen her be able to implement those firsthand, and it's very impressive. So thank you for sharing your strategies with us.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and open the call up. Anybody has any questions for Brittany? We've got the rare opportunity of having the business matchmaker on the line here with us. So feel free to just chime in and ask your questions.
What do I want?
I've opened the line.
Nancy's here with me. This is Leslie, and I'm here with my friend Nancy in my office, and she's fascinated by Brittany's talk. She likes Brittany a lot, and she's seen her speak live. And do you have any questions for her?
I was thinking that this isn't really a question, maybe just a comment, that a potential – I'm sort of a historian, and I write historic pieces, and I give historic talks. And I have just kind of formed an alliance, maybe we could call it a power partner, with a realtor. And I'm thinking that realtors would make great power partners for a historian, that they could use that in their marketing, selling, just would give them the upper hand.
Absolutely, yeah. So you've had that conversation with some realtors and you're exploring that currently.
Yeah. One that I just started kind of getting to know, I've been writing a history column for our local newspaper for 4 years, and I'm realizing this is not bringing – I've been doing it voluntarily, and it's extremely time-consuming. So I'm trying to find a sponsor for the column. And this particular realtor was really interested, so I guess that's sort of the beginning of a power partner. I could see where it would go to new levels.
Absolutely, yeah, that's what it's all about. Great example.
Yeah, because you turned that person, that realtor, into a paying client, actually. And that's amazing. Brilliance on steroids.
Yeah, a lot of times as power partners, we become clients of each other, and, you know, we utilize each other's services and products too. So that's another added benefit that we don't talk about a lot, is some of the sales we get within our own power partner relationships.
I had a really difficult time trying to get outside the box with the whole history thing, because it seems very limiting, but actually I did a lot of research on the internet and discovered that people like Howard Schultz, who started Starbucks, used history and storytelling as an extremely successful marketing tool. And there are several companies who have done that. And so it's kind of broadened my horizons. I'm beginning to rethink the whole thing, that maybe I was really onto something 10 years ahead of my time, but didn't recognize it.
And Brittany, speaking of power partners that you and I are, I met with someone this morning that is interested in your help with social media planning. So here we are.
Perfect. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, this is another one, not the one I gave you the other day.
Is this your weekly check-in?
I think this is my weekly
check-in. Yeah, so that's the great thing, you know, is, and sometimes that happens where, you know, you don't get a referral for a little while or, you know, different conversations happen and then, you know, we meet up or we see each other speak or train and then referrals start coming. And sometimes I feel like, again, it's the same thing. I feel like it's law of attraction. Like as soon as I meet somebody, we sit down and have a conversation. So I met a gal that sells really high-end art. And I thought, oh, my gosh, like I can't be a power partner for her, but I'm going to find her a power partner. And maybe I'll possibly, you know, meet a client for her. But it was just one of those really unique businesses, and I wasn't sure. But I feel like as soon as you meet them and you have that conversation, it's now out in the universe. The very next networking event I went to, I sat down next to a gal. And the question was, what is something that you've always wanted to ask for, but you've never asked for at a networking event or something? Like you never thought anyone in your circle. And she was looking for high-end art to come into a new downtown business that she was opening. She wanted to partner with a really high-end artist and wanted to feature their art and be able to sell it. And I'm sitting in the circle like, this is not happening right now. And it happened. And so I told her, and they were both so excited. So I think just sometimes when you're in these conversations and you're having the check-ins and you're talking about your industry and what you do, you know, eventually these people just come into our paths and cross our paths that we're able to make those connections. So that's wonderful.
Well, here's a question for you. How would you translate filtering out power partners at a networking event, say like the Lake Oswego Chamber of Commerce has the networking event every Friday, and to my way of thinking, it doesn't seem terribly productive or a useful way to spend time. And I'm thinking, okay, how could I turn this into something more productive, and how would I filter out those that wouldn't make potential power partners?
Excellent question. Yeah, so a couple of things that I do, people like Leslie and people who work with me have seen this. So I kind of put them through my own filtering system. I normally talk about that, so I'm glad that you asked that question. So if I met them at a networking event, and we're having a really good conversation, and we hit it off, I'll ask for their business card. Something I talk about a lot is that I don't give out my business card unless somebody asks for it. So they're never going to be able to have my contact information get a hold of me unless they ask me. But I'm the same way. If I want their contact information, I'm going to ask them. So that's the first step. We've either had a conversation that I felt was productive, or there was something that clicked in that conversation. From there, I'm going to schedule a follow-up, whether that's on the phone, whether that's coffee. And here's one thing, a couple things that I'm doing along the way. I'm not only setting up that appointment to get to know them better, but I'm paying attention. Do they show up on time or do they show up late? If we have a phone call, do they call me when it's time to have that phone call? If I email them and I'm doing an email follow-up, do they email me back, you know, within 4 to 8 hours, or is it, you know, 5 to 6 days later? And they're like, I'm so busy, I'm, you know, sorry it took me so long to get back to you. So I'm setting up these appointments and doing this follow-up because I'm really watching to see what's going to happen when I send them my clients. You know, my clients are very precious to me, and I want to make sure that if I send them to a power partner, or I'm thinking about being a power partner with somebody, that they're going to return my phone calls, that, you know, they're going to return emails within a couple days. I don't expect it the same day. That if we have an appointment, that they're going to show up on time. Because how they're treating me and my relationship with them along this kind of dating journey, if you want to call it, is how they're going to, I feel like it's how it's going to translate and how they're going to treat my customers when I send them. So that's how I filter. If you're feeling like you met them at an event, you had a coffee appointment, you're still not quite sure, would they be a good fit as a power partner, or would you feel comfortable recommending them? I ask them, do you have a website I can check out? I go and check out their social media pages. I ask them if they have testimonials from customers, especially if I can't find testimonials like on their website. I ask them if they have other power partners that they've worked with in the past. So, you know, like with Leslie could send someone to me and I could tell them my experience with not only working with Leslie, but what it was like to be a power partner with Leslie. So I just ask for as much information. I do my own research online, and then I'm kind of putting them through the follow-up funnel and my own filtering system. And you will quickly learn which people to be power partners with and which ones not. And it's no, you know, nothing wrong against them. It doesn't make them, you know, a bad business owner or anything. It's just not the relationship that I want to spend time and pour energy into if I feel like I'm not getting that same thing in return.
That's brilliant, Brittany, because it is, your reputation is on the line.
Yes.
And that's one thing people forget about. When you make referrals, it's nice to say, oh, I give a lot of referrals. Well, that's great, but your reputation is on the line if that other person is not, doesn't follow through, doesn't do what they say, or, you know, just however they conduct themselves. So that's what I've learned early on, is that I have to be extra cautious, and having a filtering process and follow-up funnel is really important.
Absolutely. And sometimes people will surprise you. 2 or 3 years later, you'll run into them again at another event, or 2 or 3 months later, and you kind of go through the same process with them, and then, you know, they're very active and they're very engaged, and all of a sudden they're sharing everything that you post on social media, and they're really kind of getting your attention. So things can change, but I have just found over years testing this, and like Cindy said, I walk my walk and talk my talk, so I do this all the time. And then, so I know from experience that the people that don't do the things they say they're going to do in the follow-up process are typically not going to take care of my customers the way that I would want them taken care of. And then my reputation is on the line for that referral and for that relationship.
Right. Well, also, as Leslie mentioned, you know, because you talked really, you know, you really fleshed out the opportunity of being a power partner. But on the flip side of that, when you are able to cultivate power partners, essentially you're leveraging yourself, right?
Exactly.
And so, Leslie's at a networking event, and she, you know, you're top of mind, and so she's referring you to others. You know, being able to have other people be your advocates is so powerful. I mean, even more powerful than you being a dynamic, you know, getting out there and hustling.
Exactly.
I think even better is having that other people who believe in you and trust you and are your, you know, I'm going to call it raving fans. You know, so that's essentially what power partners are, right, Brittany?
Yes.
They are
your
fans.
Biggest and best raving fans, and they do validate for a lot of people who you are and what you do. Because, you know, we can all brag about ourselves and say how amazing we are, but when someone else shares that story, it just really affects them more, and it's really powerful. I've really seen amazing things happen from the power partner relationships.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I have amazing.
It's more powerful. Yeah.
It's more
powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. And, you know, and also, just on that note, you know, I've found, and, you know, chime in, how you see, if you want to have raving fans, a lot of people do. They're like, I'm looking for raving fans. It's like, well, the first step I've always found is be a raving fan.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing.
Right?
Yep. That's it.
People follow that. They see what you're doing. Like, I've noticed I have a friend, Nikki Roush, and she is brilliant at introductions. She makes you sound so great when you meet up with somebody, and she knows all about you and your business and uses the right terminology and, you know, enthusiasm and all of that. And it, when she does that, it makes me want to turn around and do the same for her without her asking for that.
Yeah, and it makes you memorable. Like, they won't forget you, you know, makes you memorable, and it kind of has, like, the pre-screenings kind of done for you, so the sales typically are a lot higher. You know, I'll give you Leslie's example. She sent me a really beautiful referral last week, and we had a conversation, and she's not ready financially to move forward until next month. But I know, based on the conversation that I had with her and based on the conversation and recommendation that Leslie gave, even if she runs into somebody else to help her with, you know, power partners and social media and marketing, she's going to come back to Leslie and I right? Because that was validated and already recommended to her versus somebody else she's going to meet at another event or a function. So, right. Yeah, it works. It just comes around full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. And worth being able to explore, because a lot of people don't understand how to get into that world. You know, it's all about the next sale, right? You know,
right.
Just getting out there and hustling in the next sale. And, you know, I've just found that, you know, inspired referrals, and I call inspired referrals like the raving fans versus forced referrals, there's really no comparison. It's just a...
Absolutely. I'm just sitting here.
I love that.
About the Oswego Chamber networking, and I want to go in now and take a hose and hose everybody out and start over again and something different. It's not working.
Maybe you could be the ripple effect to start some change. So maybe you can go there and bring a power partner or bring someone and then introduce them and start, you know, talking to the members of that group and saying, hey, this is how I use networking a little bit different, or this is how I maximize the time when I'm at these events. And then maybe they'll start to see you do that, and you might be surprised. The whole group might start doing it.
We could.
And sometimes it's time to cut your – sometimes it's time to find a group that's more synergistic also, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I just see that group as
awesome.
Well, having a partner. Material.
I know they're not exceptional connections like Cindy has.
There are other groups I think here that are more suited. Sorry.
That's okay. And
we'll come your way as well.
We'll be bringing exceptional connections to the Portland, Oregon area this year.
That's in the works. We're so excited.
Yeah. Any other questions on the line?
Well, I think you did a great job, Brittany. You got us thinking.
Yes, you did.
For sure. It's always good to have those reminders. And so, Brittany, can I have you share with our listeners ways that we can keep in touch with you and how best to work with you?
Absolutely. So the best, you can get a hold of me always on social media, and Cindy has the spelling of my name, but I'll spell it for those of you that are listening. It's Brittani Nelson, and that's also my website. So Brittany with an I, Nelson.com. And on there, if you go to my business brief session, you can actually click on the business brief and put in your email address, and I'll send you my Power Partner formula and keep you informed on some of the events that are coming up. And then for anyone that listens to this call or is on the call today, I want to offer a gift of 2 months free into my closed Facebook group and membership that really just gives you access to me and my network. It teaches you and talks to you about social media, marketing, and power partners and how to really maximize all of those pieces together. So I'd love to gift that to anybody that would reach out to me. You would basically just go onto my website or reach out to me through social media and send me a contact form, and I will get that for you. And then also, I would love to offer a 15-minute phone call. So if you're stuck with power partners, or who would be a good power partner for you, or how I can help you maximize power partner relationships, I would also love to offer that. So BrittanyNelson.com, Brittany Nelson on Facebook, or BUS Matchmaker on Instagram. We got my formula. We've got a great group to, you know, give you a complimentary access to, and a 15-minute phone call. And I'm always here if you have questions. And I'll also be up with Cindy again in Seattle at their next skill shop in March. So we'd love to have you attend and check that out so you get to experience ECN.
Awesome. Yeah, great segue. But before we go there, I just want to give you an opportunity to share with our listeners, because this is a recorded call, and I have, gosh, every day I go to my inbox and I have people that have watched, you know, listened to the replays from previous speakers. So I know this is going to get listened to by others. So mention Brittany also, like, what type of services do you offer your clients? Who are your ideal referral partners?
Perfect. So my ideal referral partners are business owners that serve other business owners. So my core products and services are matchmaking and power partner services, social media strategies, and marketing. So the thing I love about working with other business owners who serve business owners, so graphic designers, website designers, business banker, merchant services, they're working with business owners in their business and in their industry and through that sales process, and they're running across other business owners. So they make really great strategic partners for me because business owners are my ideal client, and especially business owners that have been around in business for, let's say, 2 to 5 years, and maybe they've done it all themselves. They've done all the growth. They've gotten to their records or where they think they want to be, and now they're really looking to grow, maybe expand, or outsource some of their social media and marketing pieces. I would love to have connections to those relationships.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Great information, and it helps be really clear. And that's an example for the listeners. That's how clear you need to be. You need to, when somebody asks you that question, right, Brittany?
Absolutely.
You need to be able to be very specific, not only with what you do, but the industries, I think, as well, so that you can have that top of mind. Because frankly, you know, we've all got a lot on our minds, and we don't need to figure something out for other people because we have, it's hard enough to figure things out for ourselves. So I've just found that we need to really be very clear about what we need when we're asked.
Perfect. Exactly.
So Brittany did a brilliant job of segueing, and then I just kind of diverted off that I'm going to bring us back. But wait, there's more. So again, we're honored. Brittany will be offering our second quarter March 26th Educational Series Skill Shop. Her topic will be time blocking to time freedom. This will be a 2-hour skill shop. It will be offered in Woodinville, Washington area. So Exceptional Connections hosts our networking events the second Tuesday of every month, and then at the Pizza Coop and Ale House in Woodinville. And quarterly, we host skill shops where we take a deeper dive with 4 of the our spotlight speakers. And we've handpicked Brittany to be able to take that deeper dive for us in March. So at this powerful event, you will learn how to maximize all hours of the day as a business owner with all of the hats you wear and honor your values. Understand how to feel empowered to say yes or no to events and clients when it feels right. Because sometimes we feel like we have to say yes to everything as a business owner. Right, Brittany?
Right.
But having boundaries and being able to know when to say yes or no, when to have time to stay home in your home office and do that follow-up is critical. So Brittany talks about learning boundaries with your priorities and your time, and understand how time and the right activities are directly linked to your sales. So just having those synergistic relationships are really critical. So the takeaways from her skill shop will be you'll walk away with the language and tools around boundaries with other people and your time, understanding how to look at the time blocks weekly and to increase the right activities to increase sales week by week. And then thirdly, getting your family at home on board while you're gone at business appointments. So it's really important to do that. Otherwise, you'll feel very torn and guilty and all of that. Right, Brittany?
Yes, you'll go through this battle. But when they know your schedule and you know your schedule and they know when you're coming back, they make much happier family members.
Which is critical, you know, because you want to walk into a meeting like clear, focused, and not feeling guilty that you're there. So I just want to kind of put a bow around this. If you register for our Tuesday, March 26th Skill Shop with Brittany, Time Blocking to Time Freedom, by Friday, this Friday, January 18th, if you're listening after this call, you will be able to take advantage of the special luncheon rate and bonus call rate of $97. If you go to the website and it's not there, then we will have an early bird rate available, and we'll have closer to the event a buddy special as well. So be looking out for those specials on the Eventbrite page. To register, give you a couple pathways since you're on a replay call here. You can go to our website, exceptionalconnections.com networking.com and go to the events tab and click on educational series, and there'll be a red button there that you can click on, and it will take you straight to her website, the Eventbrite to register. You could also go to ecn-educational-series-march.eventbrite.com. It'll take you to that Eventbrite to register. Or thirdly, you can contact me, Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections. Cindy, and just like Brittany, I have an I in my name, so cyndi@exceptionalconnections.com, and just reach out to me and I'll get you registered, reserve a seat for this dynamic event. We're excited to be able to offer it, and I'm very thankful that Brittany's going to be coming our way again and being able to share her brilliance with us.
Wonderful. Yes, I look forward to it.
So lastly, I just want to mention we have an upcoming skill shop. So Elise Enriquez was our November spotlight speaker, and she's going to be offering our first quarter January 22nd educational series skill shop. So we are currently just finalizing the registration for this. She's going to be offering her GIST program, Get Your Stuff Together. And so I'm just going to read about that real quickly. So your brain was meant for having ideas, not holding them. Your brain is meant to be present with your family, friends, and clients. It's meant to be creative. It's meant to help you be strategic so you can move forward. What matters most to you? So come to this very special ECN GIST skill shop where you will learn how to build your bonus brain. I love that. So our bonus brains hold everything we need to be remembered and done so that our brain is freed up to be more present, creative, and strategic. And I was really excited to be able to, schedule this skill shop with Elise because it's very timely as we're just launching 2019 and we all have goals and aspirations and desires and for our business, and sometimes we don't always have the tools we need to implement those. And so again, feel free to go to our exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com website, go to our educational series under events, and it will take you to the Eventbrite to register or contact me, Cindy, cyndi@exceptionalconnections.com. So we'll go ahead and I'll throw it back to Brittany quickly just for any closing thoughts, and then we'll close this call.
No, I just hope that everybody has a really good week and they're enjoying this new year and setting really big goals. And I look forward to connecting with you online or through our calls and at the upcoming skill shop.
All right. So remember to make every connection an exceptional connection. So have a great day, month, and year, everybody. And looking forward to connecting with you on our next bonus call and our next Exceptional Connections Networking Luncheon is on Tuesday, February 12th, and Tricia James Melvin will be talking about the power of believing in yourself. So thanks, guys. Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.